My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It was just announced probably in the last 10, 15 minutes here. The Marshall game is a noon kickoff. So the Buckeyes have this week off, and then they have a noon kickoff against Marshall before they start playing some other teams, some bigger teams.
What did we hear about the Browns defense all of last year? The number one ranked defense in the NFL, right? And
especially on third down. I mean, they were so outstanding.
We heard that all last season. Number one ranked defense. Last year, the Browns gave up to be ranked number one in yards allowed, 270 yards per game. 270 okay. yards per game. They were ranked number one. Yesterday, 265 yards for the Dallas Cowboys. So the Browns actually gave up fewer yards yesterday than they gave up average last year to be ranked number one in the NFL. So that was kind of strange. You know, that to me, that it just shows the defense was put in some really bad positions. Were they great? No, they weren't great. But they were put in some really bad positions because they gave up fewer yards to the Cowboys than they gave up to be ranked number one at 270 yards per game.
Jeff, I got to tell you, I'm listening to all this, and we've been listening to people talk to us all day long on a Browns Therapy Monday. You know what that makes me? Hungry. I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. So why not be generous?
Good to know.
92.3 The Fan is looking for a winner. I need you to enter the word waffle. W-A-F-F-L-E. Waffle. And you can do that at 92.3thefan.com. Do that by 2 o'clock, so you got about a half hour to get that done. For your chance to win a four-pack of a combo meal from Mr. Hero, check out their new waffle doodle sandwiches. That's right, two of them, not one, but two waffle doodle sandwiches, the Nashville Hot and the BLTE. And then make sure you download the Mr. Hero app. Again, the word today is waffle, all courtesy of Mr. Hero and Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Oddly enough, while you were doing that, a Waffle Doodle commercial up on the screen here in the studio.
It's synchronicity.
It certainly is.
Just like the police said.
Bo is in Talmadge. What's up, Bo?
Hey, Bo.
You're not going to believe this, but you guys just both segued me into what I was about to talk about. I just drove by
Waffles?
The Waffle Doodle sign on the highway as Andy was saying it.
Well, stop on in. Go get one. They're good, man.
I can't believe it. Jeff was mentioning that great stat about the Browns giving up less yards, but what I'm about to tell you kind of contradicts that. So after the game last night, I just felt like I needed to look something up, and so I did. Here's the disturbing thing about the Browns. The last six times they've suited up, going back to sitting the starters in Week 17, the disastrous playoff game, the preseason, and yesterday's debacle, we're now 0-6. But what's most disturbing, we've been outscored, I think, 196 to 100, basically a 2-to-1 ratio. So take it for what you will. It's just a stat. I know it doesn't mean nothing, but we haven't won a game in seven tries.
But 40 in the last two games, if you want to, Seattle doesn't count, but I mean, they gave up 40 or 70 points in the last two games, right? 33 and 37. I'm not very good at mathing, but
But
it's not
good. The thing is, it's an exact 2-to-1 ratio on, like in baseball, has the run differential. Yeah. We're at a 2-for-1 ratio in the last 6 losses, even though half it's preseason. I get it.
Yeah.
But it's disturbing that we got our doors blown off by Houston, and now the same happened in the Dallas game.
Still a loss.
We got to get on the winning track.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Thank you. 6 straight losses. I hadn't thought of that.
To me, it was two. It's more like two, right? The last two.
Yeah, except, you know, you want that winning feeling, Andy. Bill's in Parma.
Speaking of Bill, wow, we've lost that winning feeling. Yeah.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
I like waffles.
That's good to know.
Waffle or pancake? A waffle over pancake every day, right?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, both. But, you know, let's have realistic expectations. I mean, this, you know, I thought Watson yesterday showed me something. I mean, he got buried by a 300-pound man late in the game, and he stood in there, and he threw a strike that was a hard pass. I look upon this team this year being a little bit better than 500. I think they're going to be a different team when Chubb comes back. Yesterday, I agree, and I'm no dancer, let me tell you, but there was no rhythm at all on that offense, and that bothered me. And you know, I really am not that worried about it. I think if they can 500 when Chubb comes back, no matter what shape he's in, just having him on the field will be a big difference. The defense is fine. This was a bad game. It's just like the Chiefs last year were dropping passes all year long. And, you know, I mean, what was that all about? But then they were able to pull it together. You know, next year is what I would be shooting for with the Browns, because I think Watson's going to get everything organized. The biggest thing that I was disappointed with yesterday was Tom Brady. Hmm. Come on, $37 million for that? Ooh. I mean,
Bill, that's rough.
But here's the question: how long is he going to be doing it for? Like,
didn't he sign a 10-year contract?
Well, I don't know how much longer, because now he's talking about, you know, getting into the ownership group with Las Vegas as a minority owner, and like he can't. And I heard rumblings about this, but then again, I read it again in front page sports or front office sports that he can't go to the production meetings. He can't really be in the building before. Because they're contemplating making him a minority owner in another team. Like, I don't know how. I guess you call players or do whatever you want, but then is that tampering? And so they're really worried about this. I don't know how that's going to play out. It could play out where he's only doing this for 1 year if he really wants to be a minority owner in an NFL team.
Boy, he was not effective. The only thing he did was one time late in the game, out of nowhere, he said, The tight end's open. And, you know, when Watson was looking for somebody, I thought,
yeah, and he said he was missing his reads. Yeah.
But hey, thanks a lot, you guys.
All right, Bill. You know, Bill just brought up Tom Brady. Yesterday, I thought he had a slow start. It's the first real game he's ever done. And I was telling the guys who were back here working, and I said, just give him a little while. I mean, and I'm thinking numerous games. I thought, as the game went on, he settled in, was extremely comfortable, and I thought he had some really good things to say. He's not a broadcaster. He doesn't know how to really say it all
Jeff,
yet.
Jeff, imagine trying to call a game and not being able to do the – I mean, one of the most important things you do when you do a game, especially an NFL game, is you have these meetings with coaches before, and like the producer, the director, you're probably talking to either offensive coordinator, key player, head coach, and then the two guys calling the game – sit and ask questions for about 40 minutes, and it's just really chill, but you get a ton of information while you're doing that, because they'll say things that they don't care if they come out after the game has already started. So I just, like, if he can't do that, he's kind of doing the game with his hands tied behind his back. A little bit. I mean, he knows everybody, and he gets all that. But
I would agree, except...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
For this. They're paying him because he's Tom Brady.
Yeah, I get it.
Not because Kevin Stefanski is going to tell him, you know, keep an eye on Amari Cooper because we're going to run patterns over the middle.
Yeah, well, if that's what I want, I'll go back and watch the roast again because that was funny. I got to go back and watch yesterday's game because we were at
that roast, man. I guess I should go watch that.
You should.
As long as I don't have anybody under the age of 15 in the room.
That's true.
Kevin's in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Kevin.
Hey, Kev.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good, good.
Hey, I'll go with the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All right.
If you don't mind, the good is, man, any concerns we had about a punter were completely eradicated.
Good point. That's a great – that is fantastic.
Kevin, that was a good one.
The bad, I'll say, is just the whole offensive line. Let's just go with that. And the ugly, man, Deshaun Watson was definitely ugly. But, you know, we're talking about Tom Brady. I love it because this is, I wanted to make a comment about it. He made a comment early in the game, and by the way, I'm with you, Jeff. I thought he did a decent job, a little rough to start, but I do think he settled and got better as the game went on.
Yeah, I thought so, Kevin. And he made great points all game long, even when early on you could tell he was, you know, trying to figure it out. Give him time. Yeah. I think he'll be very good.
I do, too. And by the way, one of those points he made, and I started watching for it, was he said, here's the problem with Deshaun Watson. When Dallas takes his first read away, he looks lost. He doesn't know where to go, and you shouldn't be that way as a quarterback. And I started watching. He was right. When the first read was gone, Watson did look lost, and it led to sacks. Now, did the offensive line play great? Absolutely not. But were some of those sacks because he was holding the ball too long? Definitely, without a doubt. Here's my concern. I'm not going to go into overreaction Monday. You know, don't fire anybody in this garbage. I mean, you know, let's calm down a little bit here, right? But I'll just say that the seed of concern is in my mind. Has he been away from the game too long? Has he missed too many games? I mean, that started to get in my mind is, wow, how is this guy not knowing to do pre-snap reads properly? You know, what's going on? Is there just too much rust? So I'm not going to say the panic button's getting hit, but I tell you what, there's certainly the yellow caution flag in my mind saying this guy's just not getting it. He's not doing his pre-snap reads. And whether you like Brady or not, it was an excellent point, and he was right about it.
Kevin, thank you very much. Remember, the last time Deshaun played significant football at a significant level, there weren't fans in the stands. It was 2020.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't want to say the games he played last year? I thought last year's games were significant.
Played six games. Five.
Wow. Okay, but those games were... He's played five.
He's played 12 games since they played in front of nobody. That's tough, man. That's just tough.
But you paid for that. That's what you went out and bought.
Well, I didn't, but yes, someone did. Mm-hmm. That might be an issue, huh? 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on a Therapy Monday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.